and joining me right now here on the phone line, talk a little fishing and maybe some shenanigans in football, is my good friend Damon with spacefish.com. I'm off tomorrow, so we are doing this today here on a Thursday. Damon, how you doing today?
What's up, brother? Living the dream, baby. Living the dream.
I always like when I talk to you, I know the weekend is here. You are the man. I love it.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Yes, sir.
I know we've had a lot of hot weather. It's been kind of rainy. Let's start with this. What about the fish report going into this weekend then?
Yeah, man. So the fish report going into this weekend, like we always talk about, it's always so weather driven. And Friday and Saturday, we're going to have really good weather. And, you know, low winds, low rain chances. I know we've had a lot of rain, but the next couple of days are actually going to be nice. You know, Friday is looking like it's going to be, you know, fairly cloudy for the most part. But Saturday is looking, you know, really looking good as well. Sunday being Father's Day, rain chances are up at almost like 70%. So not to bum everybody out for Sunday, but Sunday looks like it's going to be pretty rainy with thunderstorms. So I would advise to try to get out for those that are off, you know, Friday, to try to get out Friday and also try to get out Saturday, you know, do your fishing and also get out early because, you know, right now, even though the next couple of days are going to be projected like mostly cloudy, right now our UV index is really listed as, you know, is high typically when the sun's out. So it gets hot, man. You know, it just gets hot out there. So the strategy a lot of times is to get out early. Get out early, get in on that early morning bite, be back in time so you can avoid those afternoon thunderstorms, if, you know, because that's going to be the norm for the next couple of months, particularly these summer months. But the nice thing is the fishing has been good overall, Mark. Offshore, the kingfish bite is still going really, really strong on the reefs. You know, they're still catching a few dolphin. There hasn't been as many this past week, but a lot of that's due to the weather. We've had a little uptick in wind, so there's just not as many reports out there. But I know that there's still fish out there, obviously. And I expect, you know, as we go through this weekend, we're going to see some nice reports of dolphin being caught as well. Really, the bottom bite has been where it's at. You know, like I said, the kingfish on the reef, but the bottom bite has been really good. We've seen some really good catches, a grouper, a few cobia mixed in, you know, some different snapper species like red snapper, even though we can't keep them. That's kind of like the norm now. But lane snapper, mangrove snapper, amberjack. And the nice thing is we actually had some, you know, while these guys are out there, gals are out there bottom fishing, we've actually had some sailfish activity where these sailfish will come up to the boat, swim by the boat. So it's important to have a pitch rod ready. That's a strategy to where you have a live bait. You just kind of have them already hooked up and dangling in the live well. And, man, when that fish comes cruising by, you can grab that rod real quick and get that bait out in front of that fish and hopefully inhales it and game on. And there were some nice sailfish caught doing just that this past week as well, which is exciting. I have to make mention, though, so in the fishing report this week, you know, the Ocean Obsession 2, which we call the 00, which is the party boat that runs out of Grills and Sunrise at the port, they had, and it's not just them, there's been other anglers that have experienced it too, all the way up to New Smyrna Beach. But fishing the reefs, man, there's been like this uptick in like mutton snapper and African pompano. We've been seeing like double digit catches of African pompano, and those are big fish. They fight really, really hard. And traditionally, those are fish that you see more as you kind of down in South Florida. You know, you get around South Florida and the Keys, they're a lot more prevalent down there, but we get them up here. But it was really interesting to see this past week that, man, we had some guys aboard the 00 really crush it. And they had days where they caught, you know, two or three African pompano, which is just an awesome catch. You know, no matter whether you're out there by yourself or you're fishing on a party boat, it's a heck of a catch. So we had to feature that this week in the report. So make sure you go check that out. Really, the jazz right now, too, Mark, is our nearshore fishery, because this time of year, you know, some guys don't want to run offshore because we know we got those afternoon thunderstorms that are going to be coming in. And maybe they don't have the boat to do it, but our nearshore fishery around the beaches is really going to be heating up. And this week, we've had some really good catches of tarpon. They're still not here in the numbers that they will be as the summer continues and the bait starts to push off. Because what happens is we get a lot of this influx of rain that washes into our canals. It actually pushes the bait out through the lagoon and out onto the beach and stuff like that. So you'll get these you know, fish that are cruising down the beach right now, these tarpon, and they'll be feeding on these bait schools. So it's, you know, they're getting some. There's not a lot of bait out there right now, but what I've been told is they're just looking for free swimming fish. Like, you can cruise around and these fish, they roll. So you just kind of watch, and when it's real calm, they're easy to see. And, man, when you see those fish rolling, just go target that little pot of fish, and hopefully you hook up with just an unbelievable fish, and really live bait is the go-to for those. You could throw other lures like hoagie lures and stuff like that, kind of swim bait type lures. But at the end of the day, if you can get, you know, sabiki up some live bait before you go out there, that's really kind of hedging your bet and putting yourself in the best spot to land when you need to hook up with one of these fish. And it's not uncommon, Mark, to hook up 2, 3, 4 times before you actually really catch one and get it boat side, because, you know, that's why we call them the Silver Kings, man. They are just, they're an epic fish, and they know how to get rid of a hook, man. They come up, they do this monster head shake with their gills flaring, and it's a sight to behold. And they'll usually spit that hook right back at you. And they're an unbelievable fish, and a lot tougher to catch than you think. Our inshore bite, man. So kind of the same thing, the tarpon, a nice uptick in tarpon in the lagoon right now. You know, live bait is really the go-to for those. And again, strategy, get out early in the morning, see if you can, you know, target these fish around some of the bait schools. And that's really the strategy, you know, for the inshore right now. Our surf has been decent. So the snook are, there's been some snook caught this week out of the surf down around Melbourne Beach. There was a little uptick in pompano. We had a little run earlier this week of pompano, which was exciting to see. Whiting, sharks, of course, lots of sharks still. So we're getting a lot of hookups on sharks, some really nice sharks caught. So the beach fishing has been really good. And it's a nice time to target fish off the beach, because when it's calm like this, the water's typically a lot more clear. It's not as murky and muddy as when it's rougher. And you just never know what you're going to catch out there, man. We've had people catch kingfish and cobia and big black drum and you name it, man. You can pull anything out of the surf. Sharks, obviously. So it's a fun time. It's a nice time to fish off the beach. Just know, kind of the theme, as you hear me saying, is it's hot right now. So, again, it's an early morning, even a late afternoon type of fishery, even on the beach if you're going to target the beach. And last but not least, man, I gotta mention our freshwater fishery. Captain Kenny Hawes, who's been targeting Stick Marsh in Kenansville, he says he's been killing it at night. They've been doing these night charters, and he's just been tearing them up. They've been throwing like black buzz baits, and they've just been catching the heck out of some of these big bass. And in the morning, though, what he's doing with some of his clients in the morning is fishing the topwater stuff. He said they've been doing really well on the topwater too. But we had a couple interesting pieces this week, reports that came through from different captains. You know, captain over in Orlando that targets Lake Butler, and obviously Captain Terry Lemille that fishes these same bodies of water. And bluegill are spawning right now, and that's a really fun fish to target. Terry did a great article on the website about targeting them on a fly rod because they're small fish, and he did a really great piece on that, so that's fun. You got to check that out. And then Captain Christian, or Captain Goggles over Lake Butler, he was talking about, you know, look for these kind of deeper edges and these sandy spots, because that's where these bluegill are actually nesting right now or spawning. And usually there's some big bass that are staged around them too, because obviously this is like a buffet for them. So he's been catching some really big bass targeting these bluegill beds right now as well. So, man, it's tons of stuff to fish for. And the nice thing is, Mark, is this weekend's going to let us do it. Just know Father's Day is going to be pretty rainy, but Friday and Saturday, man, it's game on and wide open for just about whatever you want to do.
That is really cool, man. We're here with Damon with spacefish.com. You got to check out the website for everything fishing here in the area. And I'll do stuff for all over Florida. That's why Damon is fantastic, just hearing that on the air. You were telling me this off air. Are you taking the boat out tomorrow for a Friday, buddy?
Yeah, baby, it is, man. So the beauty is we got the whole family that's able to go. So my wife has the day off, which is great. So the weather looks, it's gonna be cloudy, but it's gonna be calm. So yeah, I can't wait, man. That's what this afternoon is gonna consist of, is me just kind of tightening the boat up, getting her ready to go, and we're gonna hit it early tomorrow morning and go out and fish the lagoon, maybe poke our head out and run along the beach a little bit and see if we can do some damage out there. But man, and just kind of relax, spend some time on the boat, spend some time on the water, and just enjoy it as we kind of roll into this weekend.
What time are we getting up?
Well, I'm not going to kill myself getting up too early. So this is more of just a boating day, a leisurely day. Even though the goal is to fish and catch as much fish as I can. But I don't know, man. I'll probably get up around, 6:30, 7 o'clock. You know, something like that. So not too early.
That's not bad. I thought you meant like 5 a.m. Let's go.
No, if I'm running offshore, man, I'm up at 3:30, 4 o'clock, trying to get to the ramp by 5 or the marina by 5, depending on who I'm fishing with. And that's an early morning deal. And don't get me wrong, I mean, no different than fishing around here. You can get up early morning and be out there if you're out there for sunup, that's really the prime time, particularly if you're targeting the lagoon, because and that topwater bite right now is really, really good. So if you, you know, if you're up there for sunrise, man, work those topwater plugs, man, because dang, the trout and the snook have been really doing, they've been catching quite a few of them doing that.
We're here with Damon with spacefish.com. That is great stuff. Hey, Father's Day's coming up Sunday as well. Are you going to do anything fun with your kids?
I don't know, man. As of right now, I don't know about anything that's planned, and I think that's kind of what I'm looking forward to the most on Father's Day is there are no plans. The plan is there is no plan, Mark. So I'm just going to go wherever the day takes me. So I'm sure we'll figure it out and you know, and go from there. But no, there's nothing that I'm aware of anyway, but that's okay because I can use just a relaxing day.
I know. You want a barbecue. That's what I think. I just, for some reason, every holiday, Memorial Day, Father's Day, Mother's Day, my birthday, I just want a barbecue after a while. That's what I'm into right now. Just let's go, baby.
Yeah. Dude, I'm right there with you. Like beer on ice, the pool's calling by name. It's hot out, so the pool feels great right now. You got something slow rolling on the smoker or on the grill, however you want to do it. Man, just that's exactly right. Just chill. Just absolutely chill.
In football news, as we're here with Damon, who loves the Dolphins. So they said that Tua at practice the other day threw 5 interceptions. Does this bother you as a Dolphins fan? Or are you like, it's practice, whatever?
No, it doesn't bother me. I'll tell you why, because I read that same piece, and they were saying that it was raining like crazy, and the coaches were forcing him to push the ball down the field in those conditions just to get him comfortable with, like, grip it, rip it, man. So that's what's going to happen. But I also read that, was it yesterday or day two, he threw 6 touchdowns in practice and no interceptions. So, you know, it's an ebb and flow. So I just want to, man, as a Dolphins fan right now, I think you have to be excited because you see that we're really working hard to put a lot of good young pieces in place, but so much is going to hinge on Tua, right? There's just no way around it. You can have the best receivers. You can have a great O-line. And because of that, you can have a mediocre quarterback, but like if you can just get him, if we can get him to playing at that top 10 quarterback level this year, is what I'm really hoping for, man, I think we have a real shot at doing some damage. So, man, I fingers crossed. One day at a time, Mark. One day at a time.
If I was like, hey, at the end of July, early August, even though it's going to be really hot out, I was like, hey, let's go to Dolphins training camp for the day. Would you want to go?
Yeah. Absolutely. I've been wanting to do that forever. I just haven't pulled the trigger on it because Davie in South Florida is just far enough to where it's, what, like a 3-hour run? I'm like, I don't know, you know. Basically, it's going to take a day to go down there and back and do all that. But, yes, I would love to go do that.
Here's how you got to look at it. You start early in the morning because it gets too hot out. I've done this with the Buccaneers training camp as well. We'd have to drive down there, get a hotel, wake up early, then go to camp, then drive back to Melbourne. That's how it'd have to work.
Yeah.
You'd have to.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can't.
No, you know, back in when Tampa won the Super Bowl back in, what, 2000 or 2001, whatever it was, they were actually practicing at Disney at the Wild World of Sports. So we would just, and I lived in Orlando at the time, so we would just run out there for, like, you know, around lunchtime or right before lunch, grab something to eat and watch Gruden and Sapp and all those guys practice. It was awesome, man, to be that close to it. So I would love to go do a Dolphins one. As a matter of fact, I may try to make that happen to get down there and see him.
I think one of my big regrets in life is I never got to meet super single Orlando Damon from the 90s and 2000s. That's what I miss. Man, that guy must have been awesome to party with. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey. What? You would have had a good time, Mark. Put it that way. Yeah. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that's what it is. We're here with Damon with spacefish.com. All right, they unveiled today the new cover for Madden 22 video game. It has 2 quarterbacks on the cover of the game. Who do you think they put on the cover?
2 quarterbacks? Oh, wow, I haven't seen that yet. So I'm going to say it's got to be Mahomes and Lamar, right? Would that be the 2?
You are close. It is Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. Those are the 2.
I was going to say Brady because he just won the Super Bowl, but I'm thinking, like, he doesn't run, you know, and, you know, you need that a little bit mad, right? The quarterback is a scramble. I don't know. So, yeah, no, I get it. I totally get it.
And then they write, the greatest cover of all time. You know what? That's it. Enough of these guys. Okay, it's so... And then he's the GOAT. This guy's the new GOAT. Look, stop it with the GOAT talk. All right? Just everyone can't be the GOAT. I know I sound like an old man, but like, come on. Just.
Exactly. The worst part is, Mark, is like the current. So I have Tom Brady on my fantasy team, and it's a keeper league. So I've been really, really like, I'm taking him again this year. I'm going to keep him for all the obvious reasons. But, I mean, the curse of the mad, man. Do you keep him now? I don't know. What do you think? Mad curse? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's a great question. Now I'm really thinking about it. Like, Lamar Jackson had a good year last year. He didn't win the MVP, but he – or did he? Now, you know what? Wait, who won the MVP? Oh, it was Aaron Rodgers. He won it last year.
Yeah.
So, Jackson got to the second round of the playoffs and had a good year. Didn't win the division. I don't. The Madden curse is real, but I don't think it affected Lamar Jackson. And then what?
Yeah.
2 years ago, Mahomes was on the cover. He won the Super Bowl. So take that. So keep him on your keeper league. That's what you need to
do. All right. Fair enough. Duly noted.
I like Damon. He's not thinking about Brady being 43 years old and fighting Father Time. He's more interested, does the Madden curse, is that real? That's what I like. That's what you're saying. What did you finish in fantasy football year with the standings?
Middle of the pack. I made the playoffs. I think I was the second to last seed in the playoffs. No, I was the fourth seed in the playoffs. So I didn't get the bye, but I got bounced in the first. I got bounced by somebody was below me. Man, my team, I stumbled into the playoffs. I had a good run like midseason. And then I had a couple guys fall off, and then Tom Brady still was starting to get hot. But I just didn't have – in our fantasy league, we start two quarterbacks. We've been doing it for over 10 years. We did it a long time ago because we're just like, we want high-scoring games. And plus, when you add two quarterbacks, it just adds another dimension. If you just draft differently, your strategy is different when you draft and how you build your team. And I just didn't have a good number two. Like, you've got to have two consistent quarterbacks that can put up points, or one that's just an absolute ringer like Mahomes is going to get you – average 30, 40, 50 a week, you know, and I didn't have that. So that's what really killed me last year, that, and I needed one more running back. And if I would have had that, I'd have been probably pushed for the championship, but I was just deficient in some areas, man.
So wait, keeper league, so in theory for our listeners, you keep the players year after year, but then how does it work? Is there free agency or is there a draft? What do you guys do?
No, we still draft, but what happens is wherever you drafted that player, let's say you drafted, I drafted Tom Brady in the fifth round, right, the year before. So now what happens is you basically lose. I won't have a pick now in the fourth round the following year. So basically it bumps up a round, and so when it gets to my turn in the fourth round, I just get skipped because I already have Brady on my team and I took him in the fifth round the year before. So there's nuances to it. But there's still a draft and stuff like that. So we just started the keeper league. Was it last year or the year before? I think it was the year before. So we're new at this, and there's been some bumps in the roads trying to figure it all out. But it still was a lot of fun. But this year we upped it to keeping four versus three. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of how it all unfolds. All right. The problem is you know what it does is if you don't have four good legit starters on your team, which I was looking at my roster, and I'm like, man, I know which two I'm keeping, but the other two, the other two are coin toss. You know, you got to dig deep in the draft to find some guys because everybody else are keeping the top running backs, the top quarterbacks, the top receivers. Those guys aren't going anywhere once they're on somebody's team. So it makes it really interesting in the draft. You better do your homework, you know?
I love it. We're here with Damon with SpaceFish.com. Before I let you go, should we go fishing over the next couple of days?
Yes, the weather's going to cooperate, absolutely. Get out there and fish. Just know Sunday looks like it's projected to be a little rainy. Doesn't mean you still can't get out and fish, but just know there's thunderstorms coming at some point in the day. But, yeah, man, go out there and make it happen, Captain.
Great stuff. Damon, thanks for your help, and have a great weekend, and happy Father's Day.
Thanks, buddy.